Woo!
Welcome, one and all. Before we get into this episode,
we made a promise.
We made a promise. In the last episode,
I was also wrong. He did. I thought, if you remember, okay, we did it. We got a Matt got a cameo from Dan.
I ordered a $100 cameo from Danny Sexbang for my meemaw, who was going bald and wanted to know how she could get her hair like his wig.
Yeah.
And he did respond to the cameo and sent a rather long one where he does.
It's pretty lengthy,
he
yeah.
He proves his hair is real and everything. But the full thing is going to be up on our Patreon. So here's a little preview.
Hi, Meemaw. How you doing? This is a message from myself and Matt. Matt tells me that you're a big fan of NSP and have been since the beginning, which is amazing to me.
I love that we're using Danny like to profit, like and he has no idea. We're just putting him on our Patreon.
Will we make over $100 to get the money back from doing his, like, will enough people join the Patreon?
I guess so. You motherfuckers, you're using me for money. What if just one day we just get like,
you're using you for money, Dan.
Yeah, why can't I use
you're
you
right.
for money? Ah, fuck! I'm suing myself!
I'm using myself!
I want him to.
I didn't think about living in a capitalist society could cause me to rethink my whole life!
And then Brent goes, well, but Danny, there's no ethical consumption under capitalism!
And goes, oh, you're right! In fact, I've been reading this book written by Ronald Reagan, who was a big proponent of anti-capitalist measures.
Mm hmm, mm hmm. I would,
Ryan, actually,
I hope Danny sues us. Like, we just get a letter in the mail from a lawyer. Like, Danny just takes us to court. I mean, like, I guess he could win pretty easy. Like, that'd probably be...
How?
Yeah, I guess there's nothing that says we can't.
You paid for it. It is yours. It is your property.
I exchanged money for that.
You're not selling it.
I'm not selling it. It happens to be...
And you're selling it for less than it's worth.
It's behind a paywall.
So isn't that not illegal? Like,
the Patreon's only $5 a month, so that's a pretty good deal to go watch a $100 cameo of Danny Sexbang talking to my meemaw.
But like, if you pay for something and then you charge a higher price for it, isn't that fucked up?
That's so
it's
scalping.
It's better to charge people less, which is effectively what you're doing by having them just charge their time.
See, what I'm doing is a good thing. I'm doing it for the people. See? I wanted people to be able to see this for $5, literally a 5% of what I paid. And because I am that, I'm wholesome, man, and I care about the
You
community.
Are a wholesome chungus.
So
dude.
I will let you know, I'm willing to take the bullet on this one and do this for everyone. My favorite part about that was that it literally said booked by Matt Watson and he,
and
did
he
not
didn't
even
notice. He didn't even check.
222.
So were we supposed to do something this episode? Wasn't there supposed to be a PP episode? When was the PP episode supposed to
Wait,
be?
Wait, did we say the episode? Dude, I forgot. Yeah, we are supposed to do the PP episode. We did the poo-poo episode.
But is it supposed to be for 222?
Let me just look up Super Megacast episode 222. Because
and see if anything pops. I don't think we're that big that anything would pop up.
I just want to know, like, if maybe someone mentioned online, like, oh, they have to.
I haven't seen anything at all.
Wait, let me just search Super Mega Cast the PP episode. That'll get me my answers. The PP episode. Yep. Let's see. No, I'm not seeing anything, man.
No, well, I mean, I guess we're clear. Unless we'll have to make an apology episode.
Yeah,
for the PP episode, so, if we missed it,
yeah,
or whatever.
But we
missed.
Tried. We tried. If this was supposed to be the PP episode,
or any other special episode,
we're sorry. We tried. And I frankly don't want to I don't want to go sit down and listen to hours of my own voice just to figure out if this one's supposed to be called the PP episode.
Yeah.
So I hope it didn't ruin anyone's day. This one dude out there just, God damn it! Fuck! I was waiting for this.
Let me guess. You're going to talk about Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders again? No.
Yeah, actually, I got a really good impression of Donald Trump I wanted to do. I'm kidding. Basically, dude, it's almost Christmas.
I mean, kind of. I mean, yeah. I mean, we're getting almost into the middle of December.
I know, which means
so
that,
quick.
I know.
November's. See ya.
I got a Christmas tree last night.
Nice. I have to still get mine out of the closet.
Oh, are you a fake Christmas tree guy?
Not usually, but I was rushed last year because I wanted to take a picture of Lego with a Christmas tree, and I couldn't go out for whatever reason. I just ended up getting that one, and I wanted to take a picture with him next to the tree, and I did. Cute. For me, myself. I didn't share it with anyone.
Really?
It's for me.
Just for you? That's
yeah,
cute.
Just for me.
You should frame it.
I should, actually.
You should. You got some good wall space to put some pictures of Lego.
I have so much wall space. And then...
put the super mega posters up.
So I still have that. Just with COVID, I'm not going to go out and get a tree from a tree lot or anything.
Yeah, so I went to the Home Depot. Actually, the same one that we went to in our Christmas video.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I went through...
Do they recognize you?
Yeah, they were all...
You're
like,
the guy that bought the tree!
That's... You're from Super Mega!
Your hair's blonde now!
Ah! And I like Douglas firs. You know, there's a lot of different types. There's like noble fir, Douglas fir, all the, yeah, you know, different types. I like Douglas fir because that's just usually what my family used to get.
The
so,
big fat
know,
ones?
I'm used to it. Yeah, I'm comfortable with it. So they didn't have the best selection. I'm not going to lie. They seemed a little dry and a little bit not super full. But I tried to find the best one I could. And I did find a nice...
Just point the unfull side at the wall, right?
Yeah. So I got a nice, like, it said 7/8 foot, and in my living room where it's going, I have pretty high ceilings, maybe like, right? Like maybe like 9 feet,
yeah,
you'd say, like 9-10 feet ceiling.
Enough to fit you tall boys, that's
yeah,
for sure.
And enough to definitely fit a tall Christmas tree.
Yeah.
So, you know, I get that tree, I carry it over, and this guy comes over and he asks me my name because he has to write it on the little like card that's on the tree. So he does, he writes Matt. And then they throw my tree through the thing and put all the binding like string on it. And then they're like, all right, do you want us to help you put on your car? I was like, yeah, sure. So I look and I see my name on the tag, and they carry it out to my car. And this very nice man spends like 15 minutes trying to help tie it up. It just mm-hmm. took a really long time. But
yeah,
that was fine. I didn't mind it because he was doing it and it was nice. But then about like 7 or 8 minutes into that, I was like, this tree like 8 feet. It doesn't look 8 feet. And then I was like, wait a second.
Did they put the wrong tree on your car?
And I look at the tag and it doesn't say Matt, it says Mark. And I was like, fuck,
wait, Mark Fishbach?
It was Markiplier's Christmas tree.
They accidentally gave me Markiplier's Christmas tree.
No, but basically, like he had already spent like 7 minutes tying it. And I was like, I'm not gonna make him untie it and take it back.
So you took Mark's Christmas tree.
So I just took Mark's Christmas tree.
Mark specifically chose that tree.
I know, but he got an 8 foot tree now. Also, I paid for an 8 foot tree. That was a 6 foot tree. So,
or maybe they're like, well, we can't seem to find your tree, Mark. Well, we got this small one that was supposed to go to Matt, or the larger one. You can pay a little extra, and so now he has to pay like a few extra bucks.
No, I hope they gave it to him for free because, dude, I'm serious. The name was so scribbled. It didn't even look like Mark. I had to like look at it for a second to like make sure it actually said Mark. It was like M-A and then like two little like angular scribbles.
So you stole this man's Christmas tree.
Yeah, I did, yeah. Because, dude, I didn't want to make the poor employee.
You know who else steals Christmas trees?
Who?
The Grinch. The Grinch steals Christmas trees, Matthew.
Are you complaining to the Grinch now because I stole Mark's Christmas tree?
I'm just saying, you know, put one to one. If it quacks like a duck.
I got in
if
the
it fucks
car.
Like a duck, it's a duck.
I got in the car and
you
I was
the
like,
saying.
Is that the saying? If it fucks like a duck,
no, if it quacks like a duck, if it fucks like a duck, it's a duck.
One
way to find out though.
Mm-hmm. You gotta
fuck that duck.
Like duck.
Yeah, exactly.
I got in the car and I was like, guys, that's not our Christmas tree on top. That's Mark's. And they're like, well, I guess it's meant to be. And I feel like they're just like, all right, Mark, go pick out another one. He's like, but I wanted that one. And
you stole his tree. It was his tree.
I feel bad that I stole Mark's
tree. You know when families go to like a Christmas, you know, a Christmas tree
farm? There were no families there.
So who was Mark?
I don't see anyone that could have been Mark.
Well, maybe Mark, but maybe the family didn't come out together because it would be a little more dangerous in this year of the pandemic to go out as a full family. So they sent the big strong dad.
It was a nice
dad, Mark.
It was an
father, Mark.
Father, daddy, Mark. What if that's like someone's like Grinch origin story though? Like, you know, in the Grinch, like how he loves Christmas, but then like
this dude's going to start stealing other people's Christmas trees.
Well, he's just going to,
or it's
going to
start a chain event where he's going to steal someone's Christmas tree. Then someone else is going to steal someone's Christmas tree.
It's going to end with someone getting shot in the head.
Exactly.
And it's all because I was too scared to say, hey man, I just realized this tree is not my tree. And it made it even worse because I was the one that carried it over to the car.
Sounds like a Holiday Lifetime movie.
But doesn't what happened when he takes home the wrong tree?
You took home the wrong tree.
Like the tree talks to me. This isn't the tree I got. It looks very pretty though. I put it in the stand and Carson and I threw some rainbow lights and some white lights on it. And it's much shorter than expected, but it's a nice little tree. It's a nice tree. I paid for an 8-foot.
Why not brown lights, Matt?
The brown lights would look so not good on a Christmas tree.
And white lights look good on a Christmas tree?
Well,
better than brown lights?
What it comes down to is...
You put red lights, I'm sure.
What it comes down to is the...
Blue lights, spectrum, green lights.
On the spectrum of what's pleasing to...
Purple lights.
Like, you know, I've never actually seen a brown light. Can you make a brown light?
I don't know if you can make a brown light.
Like, have you ever seen a gray light?
Can you make a brown light?
I don't think... I've never seen a brown
light. You can make a brown light.
You can make
like
a brown light.
You put brown film over a light source.
But what is brown light?
Or would that
look
just
like?
Would that just would the brown not even matter? Would the brown make a white light more yellow looking?
I don't know.
I don't know color theory.
I don't know what brown light
I'm
would look
like. I'm a big dummy.
We should light all of the rooms in the office with brown light.
Oh, speaking of being a big dummy, hold on. I have a right to wrong. Hold on.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Did you take Mark's tree too?
No.
You took the second one he picked out? Like, God, well, at least I got this one.
Hold up. Hold on one second.
What is it, man? What'd you do?
Just
what did you goof? Did you goof something up big time? Are you going to have to atone for some sins?
Yes. Well, one sin in particular.
Oh, jeez.
So just let me... The Magna Carta is a document guaranteeing English political liberties that was drafted at Runnymede, a meadow by the river Thames, and signed by King John on June 15th, 1215, under pressure from his rebellious barons. When I said that it was the precursor to the Constitution, I was wrong in the sense that it came anywhere near the Constitution, but
500
I was
years.
but I was right in the fact that certain ideals from that British document were taken into consideration through the Articles of Confederation and then the Constitution.
Yeah, man. It's all the same shit, man. Who gives a fuck?
I'm sorry. And if I fucked that up, I have another apology to make next video.
Well,
if I ever talk about anything historic, just assume that I'm talking about Lord of the Rings for all intents and purposes.
There's nowhere like on our show's branding or advertising that says it's full of facts.
If we were a history podcast, maybe I'd feel a little more.
Yeah,
that
would be a big deal if we were.
Yeah.
But we're literally like just two friends that are just sitting and shooting the shit.
You're laying down right now.
Why I'm laying down?
Just want to point that out.
It's actually pretty comfortable.
You've been laying down the past. That can't be good for your neck, right?
It's not on my neck. It's on all the weight is being put into my arm right here, mm-hmm. which I have bent at a 90-degree angle, so it's holding it up. My neck's actually in a very comfortable position.
Okay.
It's not like.
Okay.
Strained forward, but dude, what about the Manifest Destiny?
What about
is that? What it was called?
Manifest. I think Manifest Destiny was just the idea of manifesting your own destiny out west.
It was the idea
right?
that God,
when we were moving out west, people were getting their own.
God was giving them the,
which is the American dream,
the right to take other take land and move forward.
It's well, I mean, we gave them the land after we. We
gave them casinos. What's the big deal?
Got it.
Well, I don't get why they're so mad. You know,
I don't either. Honestly, I mean, I can't gamble legally in South Carolina.
Oh man, yeah, that's
you know. So
there's Native American reservations in South Carolina, but where's the casinos? You know, see, they got the short end of the stick because you know they're in a state where they can't do that. So it's like, God damn, sucks. I know what it is.
What is what?
Isn't the reason that Native American reservations tend to have casinos because they have their own jurisdiction and like laws essentially. So they're kind of, I think they're exempt from certain like U.S. fiscal laws. So that's why they do casinos.
That doesn't seem fair.
Yeah, I know. What the fuck? I would love to go to a Native American reservation.
I want to know the one guy that like walked past a slave plantation and just went, this doesn't seem right. Something's off about this. I don't like what I'm seeing here.
Yeah, this is kind of bad. Oh well.
Honey, so I was walking by the slave plantation. Yeah, the slave plantation again. And I was looking and it seems kind of bad. Yeah, I was going to say bad. I was going to say bad.
That's how it all started. That man was Abe Lincoln. He's talking to Mary Todd. Okay, Abe Lincoln, I'm pretty sure, slept with a man every night and not with his wife. I thought that was just like something she wrote about.
Is that a rumor?
Dude.
Are you being a little rumor weed about our boy Abraham Lincoln?
It's probably not true.
Unless he has a sex tape or photograph. Well, they can't have a sex tape. They can have a sex photograph at the time. They'd have to pose for the photograph for an awful long time. And they couldn't be in motion or else it would be all blurry.
So Abe's topping, right?
So they'd have to pause.
Yeah, so Abe's top and he has to hold it. And it's hard because he has to
How
stay
long
hard.
Would he have to hold it? Okay, how long would people have to hold for photographs?
But here's the problem. If he went soft while that was happening, where his penis would just be this arc, this blurred arc of where it started here and then went down there.
How long did it take?
We did one with Justin, remember? At the Renaissance Fair?
But was that like an 18-something on? Because this would be like 18... Let's say this would be in his younger years, so like 1830s, 40s, something like that. Photos.
If you want historical information that's accurate, listen to the Super Mega Cast.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly. Which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Fix an image that was captured with a camera, but at least 8 hours or even several days of exposure in the camera were required, and the earliest results were very crude. This is in the 1820s.
What?
But like, how long did it take to take a photo in 1860? This would be kind of near his end.
Golden era, man.
Wait, the common exposure time was 15 to 30 seconds.
Oh, okay.
We're also shot. These took longer. So let's say they would have to hold a sex position, go back a few decades, let's say maybe a minute. Or something. Let's say 15 seconds to a minute, he'd have to hold that position. So not that too long.
He could stay hard that long, I think.
Yeah.
You know. But we the one we did with Justin, that was fun.
Yes.
We had to stand still for like 30 seconds, and it turned out so nice. We look weird.
He got to keep it, right?
Justin.
Yeah.
That son of a bitch.
Did he keep it, or did we keep it?
I think he kept it.
I can call him right now and find out.
Yeah, because I don't know where it is. If we kept it,
And if he doesn't have it, that means he lost it because he doesn't cherish those memories.
And those memories are definitely to be cherished.
Yeah.
His first time at the Renaissance Fair with his good friends.
Hello? Hey, buddy, you're on the podcast.
Oh, boy.
No, okay. We got... What is that supposed to mean?
Hey, man, I'm in the hospital with my grandpa right now.
I mean, you went, oh, boy. I mean...
It's fine, dude. What's up?
Okay.
We want people enthusiastic about our brand working for us.
But
we'll talk about this.
Anyways, remember that photo we took at the Renaissance Fair where it took a while because of the exposure and we had to come back and pick it up later at a later like time period?
Yeah.
Do you have that or who has that?
The glass thing?
Yeah.
You do.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Me as in me, Ryan.
Ryan McGee, yes.
Not Matt.
No.
Or you.
It was in that fucking, that bag that you used to, well, I don't know if you still carry it with you all the time, but the bag you used to have, the purse.
My purse, yeah. Damn. My purse.
Down to the exact location.
I have no idea where that is, dude.
Justin's memory is so clear that he's like, oh, in this bag, you have that.
Dude, I was about to say, because I thought for some reason you took it because it was like your trip here.
No, I took
Well, I didn't throw away anything if it was a glass frame or anything. Or was it just a piece of paper?
The fucking copies of the disposable pictures we took when we went to
that is true.
The Hollywood, the Steve Irwin star at the wax museum.
Ah. No, okay.
Yeah, you're the one that had the little glass thing.
And this was not even like what? This was like a year and a half ago?
You got some explaining to do.
Almost two years ago.
It was May 2019.
I gotta find that shit. I don't know where it is.
Damn, dude, I need that shit. It's in a video.
Okay, Justin. You helped pinpoint the problem, which is me.
Are you looking for the actual glass thing or just the picture itself?
The actual glass thing, because wait, are they separate?
Well, I mean,
no, he means like, do you just want to see the picture?
Oh, no. I know where the picture is. I just want to see the. I just want the glass thing.
Yeah, well, see if you can find your man purse, because that was the last place I saw it.
What the fuck, Justin?
I mean, it's not even a, it's just a bag.
It's like a satchel.
It's a messenger bag. It's like a mini messenger bag.
Shoulder bag, yeah.
Yeah.
They're huge right now. Purse.
What?
You called it a purse.
Well, I called it a purse because I knew people would make fun of me, so I tried to. That was more of a joke. I never called it my purse. I always said it was my bag.
I wouldn't make fun of you for it. I wear a shoulder bag a lot.
Well, I don't wear it anymore because I only if I don't have pockets.
Mm.
But I feel like we're getting off topic. How's your day going, Justin?
That's fine. It's fine.
What you been up to?
I just got done editing an episode of Jet Set Radio.
Ooh, we recorded the finale, so that's that series is ending soon.
Sweet. So. Yeah, I put a sketch in about us selling an assault rifle. I think.
I mean, you're spoiling the edit,
Justin.
It's okay.
Justin,
they never noticed the edits anyway. Justin,
in the finale episode,
right?
In the finale episode, Justin, I come in with a big glass of chocolate milk, and I'm like so into it, and I drink it really fast, and I just want you to know, and the people listening, that right after we finished the finale of Jet Set Radio, I went and projectile vomited that chocolate milk into the toilet.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I mean, I was leaving at the time. I just walked by the bathroom and went, gross, and then just left.
Like, I'm there, like, choking and, like, and Ryan's like, hey, man, are you okay? It's gross. It was pretty gross.
It was gross. I'm used to you throwing up, though.
What?
I
don't throw up around you that much.
I mean, certainly more than most of my friends. I'd say I've been around you throwing up more than any of my friends throwing up.
Yeah. Japan was...
Justin hasn't thrown up. Justin's been a good boy. You've never thrown up in front of me.
Justin doesn't drink alcohol because he's...
I never had to clean up Justin's throw up off of my carpet and put his nose in it.
You never had to clean mine off your carpet. I've never thrown up on your carpet.
Not yet.
I always keep it in the toilet.
True. That is true.
In the future.
Except for one time. There was one time outside of Nobu. With our...
We'll get into that in a bit.
With our agents.
But I have to put my focus towards this boy and tell him we wish him a happy rest of his day.
Yeah, Justin, keep up the hard work.
Hey, thanks, bro. Yeah, I will for sure.
Yeah, and go check out Justin's hit new film, Kicking Things, playing on Nothing But Lag's channel.
Yeah.
Which isn't Justin. It's, you know, Nothing But Lag. We don't know who Nothing But Lag is. Very mysterious person that Justin
faces. It's weird that you would plug that with me on the phone, but... Since you could plug my stuff and not his.
Well, Nothing But Lag, I think his humor. Just get back to editing, okay, buddy?
All right, yeah.
Okay.
All right, well.
Smooches.
All right, yeah. Yeah, smooches. Bye.
Yeah, that just reminds me of a story. A very morally sound man named Chad Roberts, a.k.a. Anything for Views, was visiting Los Angeles, and he texted me and said he wanted to hang out, and you unfortunately were in South Carolina. So Jackson and I went to hang out with Chad.
Good.
And we did. And it was Chad and Scott. And we went and walked and Prezzo, too. And we went and we walked around Hollywood for a bit. And then Jackson's like, hey, we're kind of close to a tiki bar. And you know Jackson. So yeah. We ended up in this tiki bar. And tiki drinks tend to be very strong. And we each had about three. And we're pretty drunk. And then Chad's like, ah, I'm going to a dinner at Nobu with UTA. So like UTA is
a talent agency.
Yeah. A very prestigious.
What's the U stand for?
United Talent Agency.
Okay. United.
They're like in the top three in the world.
Yeah.
So very prestigious. And Chad's like, I knew a lot of people that were, it was actually a dinner for the Misfits. Mm-hmm. It was like a celebration for, they got a Spotify deal or something. And all of the execs that you and I know were there.
Yeah.
And, Chad's like, hey, you guys want to come to Nobu? And I mean, he just invited us. I don't think he was supposed to. But Nobu is a really nice restaurant.
Yes.
Like, that's where, like the Kardashians go. That's, like, a really expensive Japanese restaurant. So I was like, sure, I'll go to Nobu. So we get there, and it's, like, this room, this big, big table with so many people. And all the food was free. They just start bringing out, like appetizers, and just like they'd bring out two cocktails for everyone at a time. So they'd put two down in front of me and they'd be like on fire and stuff. And I drank a lot of those cocktails because I was like, hey, they're free. And
they love to get people drunk.
Yeah. And then I went outside with some of the Misfits guys and they're like, do you guys want to smoke a joint? Because you know how those Misfits boys about, roll. Dude,
I went out when I was in Australia, you were sleeping and I went out with Chad and we just fucking met up with some other people and there were just people ordering drinks and then.
Oh, it's crazy.
It was
Australians.
Yeah.
Australians do it a little different.
They party hardy, as the stepmothers would say.
Exactly. So I was a little toasty from all those cocktails. And then I was like, sure, I'll smoke a joint. And I took a couple puffs and then.
You got crossed as fuck.
Yeah. And I go back inside. I'm just sitting there. And I'm like, who is everyone?
Who is everyone?
And then,
can you at least enjoy your meal? Like, did you get hungry at least?
Oh yeah, the appetizers were fantastic. It was all like rich people food, you know, like food that I would never eat. But
like
it's
Fritos.
Like, yeah, like Frito casserole. And no, it was all shit that like I didn't even know what it was. It'd be like some slice of fish with like some.
Oh, what is this fish?
Star-shaped fruit.
Only rich people eat fish.
What the fuck is fish? wait, this is in the ocean? This is from the ocean?
Crazy.
You can eat things from the ocean? But I went outside. Moral of the story is...
You threw up. That's not the moral of the story. That's just...
Oh, yeah. I went outside and I was sitting waiting for Carson Tucker to come pick me and Jackson up. And that's probably the one time I was unable to... make it to a bathroom because I was on the sidewalk.
You just threw up on the sidewalk.
And I'm really hoping that like the UTA executives didn't just like look over and see me like crumpled in a heap on a bench vomiting.
I think you and I have done something worse though on the streets of Hollywood.
What did we do on the streets of Hollywood?
Piss. Or maybe that was just me.
I don't
remember. We were walking with Justin and then we just dumpster and like pissed.
Yeah, I was behind a dumpster. Yeah,
it was very close to the walkway.
That's true. It was only feet
it wasn't
from
like
the
yeah.
sidewalk. But you know, it's
I feel like a lot of people throw up because of the alcohol around bars. But you don't want people pissing or we didn't piss on the sidewalk, first of all. And there was no Here's the thing. Here's the thing about pissing
on the sidewalk.
Because I feel like in South Carolina, there are so many stops I could go to go take a piss, you know?
But if you walk around Hollywood, it's like, God, I don't want to go into this fucking bougie
this
bar.
This business isn't
going to
let me,
inside.
Is not going to let me use it unless I pay for something.
For a $20 cocktail.
These drugstores don't have restrooms for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, I do remember that now. I also, another time I peed on the back of Doll's Kill, that store, during one of the protest this summer, marching. I really had to pee. Mm. So I went behind Doll's Kill and I peed all over the back. And then someone on a building across the street could see
me.
The
protests about the whole like Milan movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huge turnout and basically like
how the songs were taken out of it.
That was the main thing people were upset about. and someone could see me and they yelled at me like, stop pissing on that building.
Oh,
and then
they?
I ran.
Do you think they saw your penis?
No, I was.
That's sexual assault if they saw your
they
penis.
They saw my back. My back was facing.
Your naked back?
No, I was not fully I stood fully naked so I could take a piss. I'm behind this building. I like fold my clothes up and set them aside, take a piss. And then-
I remember the moment, and it was in middle school. Like it's. Because you know how you have memories where it's like, I learned a lesson, and you only remember that memory because it's a lesson you learned? I remember the moment I found out it was weird to pull my pants all the way down to pee. It was junior year of high school. I'm kidding.
Dude, no. I was about to roast you so hard.
It was in elementary school. It was probably like it was early elementary school. It was probably like first grade or kindergarten. But I would usually go to the urinal and just pull my pants down and
yeah,
pee.
Everyone did that.
But then one time, two girls just ran into the bathroom. And then looked at me as I had my pants down, and I looked back, and then they just laughed. They laughed at me, Matthew.
Oh my God, dude.
And like, I don't know, because they didn't expect a boy to just his ass just facing them, I guess, because they thought the bathroom was empty, because I think it was like after school, it was like YMCA type shit.
Yeah.
But I remember that embarrassment caused me to always then make sure my butt wasn't showing when I was peeing.
If that hadn't happened, man, you might still to this day.
To this day.
In like a public urinal.
Did you imagine? What would you do if you went to like the arc light and you saw a grown man with his pants all the way down? It's hairy.
Hey,
you know?
Once shit's open again, you and I, like next time we go out, we should both stand next to each other at urinals and do that.
We should just be like odds are for the next week, whenever you're at a urinal.
You have to all the way down.
Whenever you're peeing, you can't use a stall. If you have to poop, you can use a stall. But if
no,
you're
you have
peeing,
to use the urinal if you have to poop.
That's we've all seen shit in the urinals, right?
It's classic.
We haven't shit in the urinals.
No, I've never
seen shit in the urinals. Still, if I did that, just had my pants all the way. Would just that be wrong? Like, would people be like, hey, pull your pants up? Or would they just be like, I guess that's how he pees.
I don't know if anyone would actually have the guts. Yeah, they probably would. They'd be like, hey, man, pull your pants. It also depends on like.
I'm just picturing it.
Like, and you should look at the person that says it, pause, and then just go, just scoff, and then go back to pissing. Just go.
You fart, but some of the shit just sprays down your leg a little bit.
I love going into public bathrooms and when there's a lot of people and just doing that thing with our mouths. Like,
oh, if I'm in a stall, I'm just.
You always do
even
it when I'm
urinal.
Like, I'll be at the urinal and like you'll be washing your hands and just be like, like you know everyone hears it because bathrooms are always quiet. No one talks in a bathroom, you know. It's like how many words are spoken a day in a public bathroom? Not too many. It's not a place for conversation.
No,
but here's a place for some ad reads. Man, pretty good ad reads.
Yeah, back to the bathroom talk.
Back to the potty talk.
Might as well be the piss episode.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking about piss. I mean, I went to high school with this kid that one day was like, I'm going to take a shit in the urinal. And he went and did it. And I wasn't there
like
for
he this. Exclaimed this?
Yeah.
Like he stood up on a table and just exclaimed
Not on the table, but he let people know.
Okay. He was just like, he would be like, every now and then, as people were passing him in the hallway, he'd bump into them and be like, so it'd be like this. Taking a shit.
You know, like Breaking Bad, when like he'll like Victor or Hector, whatever his name is, will like come up to him in like a public restaurant and be like, 2 p.m. side of the highway.
Yeah.
It's like
does that while people are eating their lunch, drinking out of their little milk cartons
right before third block urinal bathroom.
Yeah.
But he did it and he got a little crowd to come watch.
What?
So they gathered around, watched him, and like cheered him on as he took a shit in the urinal.
But the thing is, they're all standing around. The act of shitting isn't monumentous. At the end of the day, they're just watching a dude shit. Yeah. They could have done the same. They could have just. It would have been the same thing if he's like, "Hey, after school, everyone out in the backwoods, come with me." and everyone just got a circle around this boy in the woods after school and just watched him take a shit on the ground. It's the same shit. What do you mean he got a crowd of people to watch?
That happened to me once.
What?
I'll tell that story in a minute.
You just went... you went...
Yeah, essentially, yes.
Okay.
No, but... I blocked this out of my memory. But basically, this one kid saw it, and you can imagine the janitor was not too happy. And then this kid, the word got around the school, and like the teachers and the administration were pissed. They're like,
Did they solve who it was?
No. Okay. Well, eventually, yes, he did get caught.
There was a snitch.
Yep. There was this one.
Couldn't have been camera stuff.
Nope. It was. I remember who it was. It was this one kid that definitely was only in there by accident for this. Very, very like quiet kid.
Good, because a janitor had to go in there and clean up some kid's log of shit in the
yard. I don't blame the kid for snitching, but basically they made it like a public thing at the school. Like they made it like a thing, like someone did this in the urinal. And if you know,
every day on the morning announcements. So this is day 3 of still not finding out who pooed in the urinal.
There's a whole South Park episode about
this. About it.
Literally, there's a South Park episode about this exact thing. But, you know, he went to the office and he told. And then I do remember walking by the office like 2 days later and seeing him with his parents in the office. And I was like, oh, shit, I know exactly why he's in the office. And he had to write like a 2-page apology letter to the janitor.
So what's this woods story?
Oh, yeah. I was camping on a church trip when I was a kid.
So a kid was like, hey, come watch me take a
poo-poo. No, it wasn't. He got me and some guys. He was like, guys, come here. What? You follow me in the woods. And we go into the woods and we hike like a mile into the woods down this trail. And we come to this like ravine where there's a bridge on the other side, but like a huge valley in between. He's like, stay here. Just stay here.
He goes on the bridge and poops.
He disappears. Like 5 minutes later, he emerges on the other side, drops his pants and just shits straight into the valley. Just a log, just logs of shit just dropping and rolling down a mountain. And then he ran back. Did you guys see that?
He ran back. Sound effects. As his cheeks are just spreading just shit across his legs.
I also remember like the
thighs.
The next day we all went hiking and he again shit, but this time he just did it in the middle of the hiking trail, like ahead of us. And because he wanted to like prank us, like we'd walk up like, oh man, there's poop right there. Yeah, so that was, look, I blocked that out, but I did watch him shit off the edge of a bridge.
All right.
I'm not going to lie. I laughed really hard when I saw it.
Of course.
It was very funny. It was like, oh!
It's like that video of the guy that does like the front flip into the lake, or he jumps into the lake, but right before he lands, he like shits or something.
Yeah, that's actually a very impressive video. Like the control of his sphincter, like the muscles. Yeah. Very impressive. You know. Yeah, but that's enough for... About the poop.
Enough poop
and
potty stuff.
Hey, the bingo board. Poop, Breaking Bad.
I haven't seen the bingo board in so long. I don't think they kept up with it.
Yeah, I remember earlier this year seeing that go around Twitter and stuff. And we actually, like in the first month, by coincidence, ticked off a lot of those. Just yes. By pure coincidence.
But you got to think about it. I mean, the bingo boards create, like the creator's life, like has gotten, you know, COVID's hit. They probably have school.
They have paparazzi outside because they created the super mega bingo
How come you
board?
Didn't mark this off the bingo board?
Hey, this counts.
Nudity, come on.
Last night, I got up at like 5 a.m. to go get a glass of water from the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh man, it made me feel so good walking out into my living room and just seeing the Christmas tree there, like with the little twinkly
I need
lights.
To get the candles. I need to get the fucking Christmas tree candles, and I need to set up my tree, and I need to set up some lights because I need it to feel festive in my place.
I've been, sometime this week, I'm going to go Christmas decoration shopping because everyone else in my house is leaving for Christmas for like a month. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to be by myself, which I've never been alone in my house. So I'm very excited about that. So
wait a second.
What? Do you have to shit?
No.
So yeah, I have. So Ryan just ran out of the room. He had a moment where like he squinted his eyes, like he just realized something, and then just ran.
I tried to fart. I don't have to shit. I just remembered something.
You remembered something? He's going in. I heard a door open. God. What?
I was so sad because I left this at home, and I didn't have it all weekend.
What'd you leave at home? Oh, yeah, your little Christmas present, or one of them.
Yeah. I'll take a picture of me with them.
I love that you actually like that.
I do. Because I would have never bought one for myself.
It's one of those things like, you want, but like you're not going to, when you're shopping at Target, be like, yeah, I'll throw this in my cart. Oh, that's cute. Very cute. Dude, can you do another Facebook profile picture with that wig, but you have Baby Yoda?
I took a pic. I'll send you. You can put it in the YouTube version of the podcast, Matt. Now you have something to add.
Look on the screen, guys. Look on the screen. He's cute.
It's not bad quality.
No, it's actually.
You said it was $16 too.
Yeah, that's cheaper than a super mega shirt. Does it make noise? Does it?
Hold on. Yeah, I know.
Is that your phone case now?
I know. Sorry, he was just saying some things. He was just telling me some things. Not about
well,
anyone.
Well, you were looking at me.
Not about anyone in particular.
You were side glancing at me while you're saying, "Yeah, I know."
That's what I did now.
Dude, we should just to mentally torment Jackson around the office, we should start like every time he walks in a room, be whispering and then just stop.
We should be like, hey, just man. Use the bass in our voice. So it's like, hey, what's up? Because he'll hear the, you know.
Or like, I'll just go like whisper something in your ear and like at the same time we both look at him real quick. And then just like I keep whispering and then you're just like, are you serious?
Did I tell you? Okay, so there was a time and I was in class and I was interested in the sounds I could hear from another room, so like another teacher talking. So like I tried to mimic the sound, and I think one of the teachers actually went over to the next room to be like, "Hey, you're talking a little too loud," and I felt bad and I stopped doing it because I was like, "Was that me?" Because the dude might have been talking loud because I was using it to do it, but I was in the class and I felt like.
She thought that was actually him.
Because
sounds like they're in here. Very very low passed audio right there.
Yeah,
I'm gonna for one of these episodes of the podcast, I'm gonna put like an extreme low pass on our audio, and we'll never mention it. So it just sounds like the listener is like one room over. So it's like, actually, I'll do that for the rest of the podcast. Fuck it.
I'm really excited to go get some Christmas decorations, so I want to like really go out this year and put the lights up and put the wreath on my front door. Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done. I'm sorry, a little too long.
Let's go back in the other room.
Tell me, Mr. McGee.
Okay, I'll tell you whatever you want to know.
Oh, so the new season of 90 Day Fiancé started yesterday.
How is it?
And it's new couples. And there's this one couple.
Is there a Rose and Ed of this season?
Not that I've. There is a guy dating a girl from the Philippines, but she gets introduced in the next episode. But there is this guy from Tunisia who looks so much like you in certain shots
like
and angles.
Me?
My friend pointed it out because we were watching last night, and they were like, that looks like Ryan. And it does. Like from certain angles, like he really does. It looks like an alternate Ryan. And now that I saw it, like I can't.
Is it just some dude with like his eyes very close together on his head?
He's got really big, beautiful eyes.
He's got eyes that are like close together, and then he's got a beard, and then he's got hair that he doesn't even that he may brush but doesn't like put anything
he's
in.
He's creepy though. You're way more you're like 50 times more attractive than he's like ugly Ryan. Like if
but still enough still looks enough like me for you to be reminded
you know,
of me.
You can see like enough like, you know, resemblances here and there. Mm-hmm. Like just the general you know, you're not ugly though.
Yeah.
You know that. you little heartthrob. I got my little Ryan McGee
That's
collage on my
me.
Wall above my bed with all the little cutout pictures of your face with little hearts and like cutouts from magazines and from your interviews and everything. When's a magazine gonna interview us?
You've been interviewed by a magazine.
Yes.
You were interviewed by Rolling Stones for Ouch.
Yeah. It did get printed. I just never got to see it.
Yeah.
Imagine.
See if whoever's out there and has the, I forget which month it is, they can find it.
I want to be interviewed by a real magazine for Super Mega. I want us to both.
Esquire?
Yeah. Like, I would love to sit down for a magazine with you and be
Playboy?
Interviewed.
They still write articles,
oh,
right?
Oh, dude, I would love to be interviewed by Playboy. About the two biggest playboys in the San Fernando Valley. That would be so fucking cool, man. Just fucking sit down and be like, yeah, so they're Let's Players. They play video games.
Why haven't we been brought on a talk show yet? Right. You know, Tiny Meat Gang has gone on a talk show, I'm sure, maybe. Right. Logan Paul's been on a talk show from Impulsive. Joe Rogan, I'm naming people who are widely more successful and famous than
us. Well, that's probably the answer right there.
Yeah.
I Logan Paul's fighting Floyd Mayweather. Did you see that?
Is it boxing or like MMA?
Box. Okay. Well, Floyd Mayweather's a boxer, right?
Dude. Yeah, but like there've been things where it's like Conor McGregor, for example, he's known for MMA, but then he'll go box someone who's known for boxing, and someone will, you know, it's just kind of like, I feel like it's an athlete thing, maybe like a mindset where I'm so good at this, I can use that and my knowledge on this particular skill to help hone this other one that I need to practice on.
I get why Logan Paul is boxing because he emits a lot of testosterone. It's his kind of
him
thing.
Him and his brother
and
Jake.
The money.
Jake just won a big boxing match against Nate.
Yeah.
Last name.
I'm not going to lie. I actually watched a little bit of that. And Jake Paul's actually a really good boxer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They trained.
He got a KO and I was like, oh, wow. But Floyd Mayweather, like in one match, made $275 million in one night.
Maybe he'll just knock. I mean, the thing is,
should we become boxers?
I mean, wouldn't it be worth it? Like in Logan Paul's head, he's going, fuck the guy first all, you know. I think we all can, not we all can agree. Maybe people are open to his
I've been
change.
Growing close with him lately, yeah. So that's kind of hurts to hear you say that about one of my friends.
But like picture just being like, hey, here's millions of dollars and you're going to get knocked out. Okay. Like he's lost a fight before. He lost to KSI, right?
Yeah. The losers still get money.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
Like, a lot of fucking money.
But I don't think
it's all about ego, I guess, when it comes to caring about if you won or lost.
And persona. Also, Floyd Mayweather, I don't think has ever lost.
Has he never?
I don't think he's ever lost. That's what I heard last night. Let me look that up.
We're doing more research on these facts than we did about the Magna Carta in the last episode.
About history, dude. Has Floyd Mayweather ever lost? Let's see. He never lost a single bout. Wait, the one fight Floyd Mayweather really lost, but judges gave it to him anyway. Huh.
Oh, to keep his streak?
Yeah, how much?
Isn't that cheating?
Yes. What if Logan Paul beats Floyd Mayweather?
Maybe. Hey.
He's only 5'8".
Hey, we laughed at Trump. We laughed at Jake Paul.
They think he could be like a billionaire by now. They don't know his net worth. But
who?
Floyd Mayweather.
Oh, I'm sure.
Imagine making $1 billion for throwing hands.
I mean, get really talented at it.
Would you for a video ever let like a professional boxer like knock you out?
I'd fight back, but yeah.
I would like.
It wouldn't do anything. Like when I say like, I just wouldn't want to stand there. Like I'd want to at least like square up.
We should do a video where we get a professional boxer.
And like see what it's like to be fucking donked on by someone.
Both of us against him or her. Both of us against
double
a professional
team.
Boxer, where it's like both of us on one team. Like, I'll probably get knocked out. It just one tap to the head and your brain's like, night, night.
It would be like real life John Wick. We get you, me, Justin, and Jackson, and Harrison, and all of us. And we can all go in on this person at once. And they can just be like, poof, poof,
but they're,
kick us.
They're allowed to like, no punches held back. Like they can do a full like knockout punch on one of us.
Yeah.
The only thing I'd be scared of is because we're all in such close proximity, someone gets punched, their head hits someone in the mouth, breaks their teeth.
No, that's why we wear fucking guards and pads.
No, I want to do bare hand combat.
No.
Dude, I watched some of that on YouTube recently. I was bored.
What?
Like Russian hand-to-hand, like MMA, where it's not like box. It's literally just dudes with like no gloves on, just bare fists. And it was in a warehouse filled with straw with a spotlight and all these dudes gathered around. And it was like professional, but like underground still.
Yeah.
And the dudes were just fucking punching, like bare fist, just like punching and fighting. But they were like following rules. It was intense.
It's like those videos of like, what's that one guy that we saw in Russia that would drink a shit ton? What's his name? He'd be like, that guy.
Oh, Apetor. He's Norwegian. Yeah.
Oh, whatever. Well, there also, there's like videos of like, a Russian dude like coming out of like an ice hole and eating ice cream.
I've seen those videos of Russian dudes like swimming underneath the ice and then, and then coming up and just having like a sip of beer. And it's like,
they're just like,
what the how? Because like, I get that they're clearly very cold, but they're like keeping a straight face. But I feel like at some point it's so cold you can't keep a straight face. But
maybe they're just numb.
They're probably really drunk.
It's so cold they're numb.
Is that why Russia drinks so much?
Because it keeps them warm internally.
Because when you take a shot of vodka, you feel that warmth go through your chest.
And when you're drunk in general, you feel warm and rosy. Yeah.
But actually, the irony is that it lowers your body temperature.
No.
Mm-hmm. Alcohol lowers your body temperature.
That's why it's so dangerous.
Mm-hmm. That's why hypothermia is dangerous. That's probably the most informational thing I've said on this whole podcast
Hypothermia is dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Matt Watson, 2020. Because when you get really cold.
And mountain lions.
Oh, yeah. I fuck mountain lions.
Yeah. You fuck mountain lions?
No, I did not. I have not fucked mountain lions. So that shit's scary, though. I get my ass torn up by a mountain lion, if you know what I'm saying. But basically, you know, you get so cold that you feel like you're hot. Your brain like tricks you. So you take all your clothes off because you're so hot and then you die. Hypothermia doesn't seem like the worst way to go. You kind of just get warm and sleepy and then.
No, it's probably being very cold is painful.
Okay, yeah.
But like when you're in the mode of falling asleep. Yeah, like it's not like a death where you're being hacked away or eaten alive by a bear. You're not being burned slowly. Although yeah. People say it burns off the nerve, so it's actually not that bad.
Yeah, but there's like still know, like 11 like, or like 12 seconds before that. So
I'm sure if you were able to like ask someone who's been burned alive and survived.
So did it hurt?
I'm sure their answer wouldn't be like, well, luckily it burnt the nerves off pretty quickly.
60 minutes interview. Like, so did it hurt with Diane, whatever her name is? Tell me, did it hurt? Yes, it hurt very bad.
A lot.
It hurt excruciatingly painful. Was it hot? Like, I want to transition my career into being an interviewer.
You can do that.
I'm going to be the next.
With your own podcast.
Bye, Super Mega Cast. I'm going to be the next All Gas, No Breaks.
Ooh.
I love All Gas, No Breaks. I wish he'd come on our podcast.
Really?
I wish he'd come on my chest.
Okay.
He's a funny man. Funny man. What I like about him is like he doesn't even really have to ask that many questions. He just lets people talk and they just keep going. And it's just like people, if you just give them a microphone and let them talk, they'll just keep going.
That's have you ever seen Grizzly Man by Werner Herzog, dude? Werner Herzog?
Is that about the dude that went out to live with bears and they ate him?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've not seen the.
He does a lot of that in that film, like where he'll have someone say something and there's no music or whatever. And then they'll stop saying their thing, and then he'll just back the camera up and then just hold on them. And
so they have to say something else.
or they just cut right after the awkward silence.
But
they do get interviewees to say some weird, like, kind of like,
oh,
Jesus Christ type shit in that film.
I have seen it. I watched it on PBS once. It's a documentary, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I did. I didn't know if there was like a live
Timothy
action.
Treadwell.
Yeah, I watched it with my dad. Years ago, I watched another Werner Herzog.
Herzog. Yeah,
I watched another documentary he made recently that was pretty good, where he goes and he interviews Gorbachev, and Ooh. Just like talks to Gorbachev and gets him like a birthday cake and shit. It was really fascinating because I didn't even realize Gorbachev was still alive,
and getting birthday cakes.
Did you ever see the ads he was in? Like, after he was done with politics.
Was he in, like, Budweiser ad?
No, he's in, like, a Pizza Hut ad where, like, he's in a restaurant. They're like, it's Gorbachev. And he's like,
what?
And then, dude, he's in a Louis Vuitton ad, too. Like, there's, like, a... like, the look up Gorbachev Pizza Hut. Or maybe it's Domino's, but it's legitimately...
Yeah, Gorbachev Pizza Hut. Hold up.
Just watch that real quick. It's, like, a minute long.
Why?
Это из-за него у нас в экономике бардак. Но благодаря ему у нас новые возможности.
I mean, Trump kind of did this in reverse, right?
Yeah, but I just love. There's also, I think there's a Louis Vuitton like ad.
He did
like,
this when he was the president, even. I love Chipotle.
Dude, I wish the laws would allow for that because that would be awesome. Like those laws that say you can't do that kind of shit.
But he did do it.
That.
He did it for beans.
He still did it.
He did it for beans as well, is the most recent one, right?
Yeah.
He did that whole like campaign ad.
Goya.
For Goya beans. Did he even have to put hashtag ad? Or maybe...
No, wait.
Goya Beans didn't pay him.
He wasn't paid for
He just advertised Goya Beans because it was a political thing.
Pretty illegal.
Fuck. Oh, no. We talked about him. Fuck!
Look, he was also in a Louis Vuitton ad. Like, with a Louis Vuitton bag. I guess, dude... The funny thing is that he was the last president of the Soviet Union. And he signed the paper that, like, dissolve the Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm.
And like his whole thing was communism. And then now he's in like Pizza Hut ads and like Louis Vuitton and stuff for a bag made by people that sells for like $6,000.
Hey, people are liars because they only got a lifetime to live.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if I got asked to be in a Pizza Hut commercial, I'd absolutely do it.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yes, of course. I want to be in commercials, man. You and I should start being in commercials. Like, imagine
we were in several commercials this podcast.
True, but I want them on TV. Imagine we're the new Sonic guys, sitting in the car together, cracking banter back and forth while we eat our onion rings.
I'm down.
Sonic,
Sonic.
You guys are.